Welcome to Sema, a podcast on loss, grief, and healing. Originally initiated in 2018 as a reading and workshop series in Boise, Idaho, Sema aspires to foster deep attention and nuanced conversation as means for change. My name is C.L. Young. I'm a poet and writer, and I'm so glad you're here. The word Sema in ancient Greek can mean several different things, but the way I have come to understand it is to mean sign. Sign as in marker, as with that which marks a grave site. Sign as in omen, an omen to begin, to initiate. Within this dual understanding, I can feel the cycle of life and death, of grief and healing, of destruction and rebirth, the unending transformation of matter from one form into another and another. It would be an understatement to say that this series of cycles has felt palpable this year, a year whose loss can hardly begin to be measured, rife with endings and the movement toward them. The ends of so many lives, the continued destruction of ecosystems, the ever louder call for the end of ways of living that no longer serve, and portents of the end of the human species. For me, the word Sema has also come to represent an ongoing, for lack of a better word, project in my life. Originally initiated as a poetry-focused reading series in Boise, Idaho, I have always wanted Sema to change forms, to evolve and adapt to what is needed. And in this year of profound upheaval, which has also made it impossible to do what I most loved about Sema in its initial form, to gather in rooms with people and share a feeling, the adaptation that feels most appropriate to me now is this one. To attempt what Sema set out at its most base level to do, beyond any association with writing or reading, to create space for deep attention and nuanced conversation, space to talk and listen in a way that is complicated and messy and seeking, that bears witness to unfolding with curiosity and openness, resisting the quick and reactive, the easy. Talk not focused on poetry, but on one of the deeply urgent forces that precedes it, a force I have come to understand as the most transformative process of my life thus far. Loss. Grief. The healing that comes after. In this moment that feels so charged with endings, and by extension, beginnings, by shift and change and reimagining and rebirth, grief is what I feel compelled to think about, to write about, and to talk about with my friends and families and with people I admire. Grief and healing and the different ways these manage to continually astonish our lives. I'm qualified to speak of these ideas only through what I have lost, and through what I have had the opportunity to observe. I have very few answers, but I hope that this place and the people who join me in it will help me deepen my questions. Thank you for listening to Sema. To join the mailing list or share your insights, please email sema.readingseries@gmail.com. The song in the background is by Teal Gardner. You can find a link to more of her music in the show notes.